From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A partial shutdown of the U.S. government began about an hour ago after a funding bill was blocked in the Senate. Spending authority expired at midnight Washington time, triggering a halt of non-essential government functions. Handful of Republicans joined all but a handful of Democrats in opposing the funding bill, which needed three-fifths backing to advance to the 100-member chamber. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell blamed the government shutdown on Democrats in the Senate. He said Americans will not tolerate this shutdown, which McConnell said did not have to happen. Then Democratic leader Chuck Schumer replied, saying Republicans also voted with the Democrats. He said they tried to reach a deal in a meeting with President Trump at the White House. Schumer said this will be called the Trump shutdown because Mr. Trump has avoided all bipartisan negotiating. Meantime, the White House responded immediately to failure to reach a funding agreement, blaming Senate Democrats for what he called the Schumer shutdown, accusing legislators of valuing illegal immigrants ahead of lawful Americans. The so-called DACA program to keep some 700,000 illegal immigrants from being deported was an issue which Democrats cited in their reason for allowing the government shutdown. These illegal immigrants were brought to the U.S. by their parents. Meantime, federal agencies are furloughing employees and halting major portions of their operations. The U.S. High Court, the Supreme Court, has signaled now that it will consider the legality of President Trump's order restricting travel in varying degrees from 8 countries, 6 of them majority Muslim. This is VOA News. Also in the news, Tanzania has temporarily stopped registration of foreign ships following the seizure of 5 Tanzanian flagships carrying illegal cargo. Tanzania is one of the 7 countries being investigated by the UN for violating arms embargo against North Korea. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has rolled out the unclassified portion of the Trump administration's so-called National Defense Strategy, one that emphasizes expanding the American competitive military advantage over China and Russia. He said restoring the military's competitive edge will be the new focus of that defense strategy.
This strategy is fit for our time, providing the American people the military required to protect our way of life, stand with our allies, and live up to our responsibility to pass intact to the next generation those freedoms that all of us enjoy here today.
Terrorism remains a concern, he says, for the United States, despite the fall of Islamic State's caliphate in Iraq and Syria. The document also accuses China of predatory economics to intimidate neighbors while building and militarizing fake islands in the South China Sea. It claims that Russia violates neighboring borders and seeks to shatter the NATO alliance. Mattis called out rogue states such as North Korea and Iran for continuing actions to threaten regional and global stability. As Bangladesh and Myanmar agree to complete the return of Rohingya Muslims who fled an army crackdown in Myanmar, many refugees are expressing some doubts about the terms of their return. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting.
With just days to go until Rohingya Muslims begin to be sent back to Myanmar, a dark cloud is hanging over the plan to return them as even more refugees flee over the border into Bangladesh. More than 500,000 Rohingya escaping a bloody military crackdown have crossed over since August. More than 100 have arrived since Wednesday, telling harrowing stories even now.
My husband was killed by the military. Then they burned our houses. They occupied our land. There was no food. We had nothing. How could we survive?
Bangladesh and Myanmar agreed this week to return hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims within 2 years. Under the plan, Bangladesh will set up 5 transit camps on its side of the border. The refugees would then be sent to 2 reception centres in Myanmar, where the government says returnees can apply for citizenship, which the Rohingya currently don't have. But in the camps, refugees are hesitant, concerned about the terms of their return and a guarantee of rights.
That is Reuters' Samantha Vadas reporting. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.